welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 213. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off with California Wives with the song Purple. That is from the band's album Art History, but you're going to have to wait until September 4th when Vagrant Records releases that if you want to get your hands on a copy. Wait until September already. That sounds scary. The band is based out of Chicago, and they play very much that C86 sound, and there's some great examples of that on the record, and they do it quite well. So pick that up if you're so inclined. I got lots of good music for you this week, so we're going to jump into that. I've got a trio here of Kansas City bands, so we're going to give some love to the locals here and start something off with the band Hidden Pictures. This song is called Solo Record Shop.
Here's a song for when I'm 65 and I have no talents to recognize. So lock it up in a safety deposit along with the others to make a composite sketch. Those 15 to 25 years when you had it till it disappeared. And your solo records were shunned, but you kept on. We'll be right back.
self-help video. The soothing voice came on to me gently with ocean sounds and wail. After the inner child cried his eyes out, she had this rabbit's foot for sale.
What is going on in my hometown? We started that set off there with Hidden Pictures. The name of that song is Solo Record Shop, and that's on the band's new album, Rainbow Records. That'll be released on July 17th on Golden Sound Records, so I know you can already grab that on the band's Bandcamp site. It's a very interesting record with some great songs, as always. One of my favorite bands in town, if not my favorite. The duo has kind of increased to a real band and seemed to have some influence in the writing process. Drummer Cameron Hawk in particular seems to put his power pop stamp on a lot of the songs on the record, giving the band a little bit more muscle, and that's probably a good thing. So good things happening there. After that, we heard from Deco Auto. That's from the band's EP, Past Mistakes and Hauntings. The song I played was Pointless Fight, and that's definitely power pop there, isn't it? As I said, that's on the band's own First Word label, came out July 6th. You can pick up that on their Bandcamp as well, very cheap. And we finished things off there with Ghosty, with the track from the self-titled album. Song is You Shut Me Out, and that came out back in April on the band's own More Famouser label. That band has been around since 1999 and put out consistently wonderful music led by Andrew Connor. In fact, Ghosty just played the KC Summer Crossroads Block Party Fest thing, and you can find photos and my account of the afternoon on the Too Much Rock website. So there we go, three from Too Much Rock. I guess I should let you know how the Too Much Rock podcast works. While it looks like it's very planned and orderly, it's not. Every week I just get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So three in a row from Kansas City bands, completely random. Well, not really. It's just what I bought this week. Let's get into some more music here. I've got a track by a band called MV and EE. That is Matt Valentine and Erica Elder. This song is called Too Far to See.
Around me, I am alone. town. Keep asking yourself, why am I still hanging around? You spend half your time just staring through a beer. Well, what you need, you know, you can't find here. I got drunk and I fell down. I got drunk and I fell down. I took a fifth and I poured me a shot, and I thought about all the things that I haven't got, and I drank that down and I poured me some more, kept drinking and pouring till I felt a floor. I got drunk and I fell down. I got drunk and I fell down. I got drunk and I fell down. I got drunk and I fell down.
Alright, we ended that set off there with I Got Drunk by Uncle Tupelo. That is from their album 8993, an anthology that was originally released on a 7-inch single in 1990. I'm listening to that for scientific reasons. I am one of those people that do not like Wilco. You've heard about us, and there's only one or two of us in the world, but I am one of them. And so I figure, you know, maybe I'm missing a whole lot. Maybe if I come into it chronologically, maybe if I start with Uncle Tupelo, I can really appreciate what was left in Wilco. But you know, as it goes, I'm a big fan of Uncle Tupelo, and I'm still not sure on Wilco. Before that, we heard from MVNEE, the song Too Far to See. That's from the band's album Space Homestead, which came out May 15th on the Woodist label. That band has been around for many years and put out many, many albums, completely under the radar for me, at least. The band is based out of Vermont, and it sounds like they record all of their music on a back porch high on hallucinogens, which may be a good thing in your mind or may not be, but listen to that one, find out for yourself. I know that for me, some of the expansive moments with a little bit of noise there remind me of Bardo Pond, which is a good thing, though I, again, may be in a minority there. Let's see, I'm about out of time, so I need to wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 213. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Moom. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this one, but it is the first song on their new compilation album, Early Birds. It's a compilation of songs recorded between 1999 and 2000, kind of before their first album, back when they were a bit more experimental and a bit more haphazard, and certainly not as polished as they later became. And I think that's my favorite period. This track in particular has a lot more guts to it than anything you'll hear from the band now, and that is something that I enjoy, though I think obviously they've honed that Icelandic sheen to something wonderful that they're very proud of. We're going to say end with that track here. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk again next week.